Adorate us, divine.
Our Psalm, Canto 4, Chapter 7, Text Number 41. Sacrifice performed by Russia.
Agnirvacha.
Tejasam, Susamita Teja.
Tejasam, Susamita Teja. These mantras, chanted according to Shruti and Sriti literatures, are only to please Lord Vishnu. For the deliverance of those who are materially conditioned and attached to material enjoyment, performing yoga and following the rules and regulations of the Four Divisions of Society and the spiritual life are recommended. It is said in the Vishnu Purana that by offering sacrifice to Vishnu, one can gradually be liberated. The whole target of life, therefore, is to please Lord Vishnu. That is yoga. Any person who is in Krishna consciousness has dedicated his life for the satisfaction of Krishna, the origin of all Vishnu forms, and by offering worship and prasad daily, he becomes the best performer of yoga. In the Srimad Bhagavatam is clearly said, in this age of Kali, the only successful performance of yoga or sacrifice is yoga sankirtana prayaya. Best type of sacrifice simply is to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This yoga is offered before the form of Lord Chaitanya, as other yogas are offered before the form of Lord Vishnu. These recommendations are found in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Moreover, this yoga performance confirms that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vishnu himself. As Lord Vishnu appeared at the Daksha Yagya long, long ago, Lord Chaitanya has appeared in this age to accept the Sankirtan Yoga. Mukam karati vacha mukam karati vacha mande siyurkatam om gyanam gyanam shakya chakshuram kritam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. I'd like to read one verse from the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, which describes Lord Chaitanya. Actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya is not described directly, but indirectly, because he did not claim to be an incarnation of God. So I'll read this verse. It says, "In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems, and killing the divine principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas." So for Prahlad Maharaj, who came to protect him? Shringadev. And for us, who came? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, we are very, very fortunate. We got the most munificent, most magnanimous, most munificent incarnation, Lord Chaitanya. He doesn't see who is qualified and who is not qualified to accept devotional service to Krishna. And he did not declare himself as God. Whenever somebody would call him, he would cover his ears with his hands and say, "Vishnu, Vishnu, I am not God." So this the part of the verse is quoted in the purport that we read today. Krishnararam tuisha krishnam sandhapam yastaparsharam yagyai samkitanaprayai yajantihi samedashva. In Kali Yuga, intelligent men worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Chaitanya, who is always accompanied by his associates such as Nityananda, Advaita Gadabhar, and Srinivas. So Prabhupada said that anyone who tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Sankirtan movement, he knows everything perfectly. And so the essence is Sankirtan. And Prabhupada is the ambassador of Nityananda, of Lord Chaitanya, of the Panchatattva. And he is expressing the same feelings, and he is showing us the same love that Lord Chaitanya showed when Lord Chaitanya came here. One time in Hawaii, one devotee was talking to Prabhupada, and he said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, sometimes I just don't feel qualified." So you ever had that feeling where you don't feel qualified to do something? And Prabhupada, his answer was, "Qualified or unqualified, I love you." Well, that was sheer Prabhupada. He didn't see our qualification or disqualification. He just saw us as parts of Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described, "One day Shri Krishna Chaitanya Namsaharitam Gaudai Kushanga Chitam Sandatamaradam," that Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Bengal, just like the sun and the moon coming up simultaneously. So we don't often see that phenomenon. The sun and the moon come up at the same time. But Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda have come up at the same time. Lord Chaitanya is like the sun, Nityananda is like the moon, cooling like millions of moons. So what happens when we take Gauri Thai, we worship Gauri Thai, is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that they come in the core of our heart. Just like when the sun rises, the sun will destroy all the darkness of this world. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says, then you can see external things like pots and plates. But when Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda come into our heart, it destroys the innermost darkness in the core of our heart. What happens when they come in our heart? They help us to meet two kinds of Bhagavatas, the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. And after we meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas, the Bhagavatas, they work in our heart and they give us bhakti. And after we get bhakti, what comes next? We get to control, devotional service, I heard, yes. That is bhakti. Bhakti means devotional service, prema, yeah, that's the goal. And what happens when we get prema?
Krishna becomes engaged with us directly.
Comes under control.
Yes, Krishna comes under our control. Who said that? You got it. You have read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then we can control Krishna. So this is what Lord Chaitanya, he's giving us the highest thing. He's giving us love of Krishna. He's giving us Krishna to be under our control. So why did he come as a devotee? Because when Krishna came, people could not understand him. You can see there's so many misunderstandings about Krishna nowadays. They think, Krishna means black. Krishna means something, this, that. So they misunderstand Krishna. And not only misunderstand, when Krishna said, you should surrender to me, then Prabhupada explains what the people are thinking. Who is this person telling me to surrender to him? I will not surrender to anyone, but they surrender to their boss, surrender to their wife or the husband. So people are surrendering every day, but they won't surrender to Krishna. Why should I surrender to him? Why should I give up everything and surrender to him? And so all the dharmas, I have so many dharmas, I cannot give up my dharmas. So why should I give it up? So that's why Krishna came again as Lord Chaitanya, to teach us how to surrender to Krishna, how to serve Krishna. So that's why we are very, very fortunate. He said in Shikshastaka, Chanadapi Sudhichana, Tanadapi Sudhichana, how to chant the holy name in a humble state of mind. So, this verse also says that he came as we heard a few days ago. That he comes as Varahadev, he comes as animals. In Gita, he says, among the trees, I'm the fig tree. So he says, of bodies of water and the ocean. So we are very close to the ocean here. We can go and see Krishna. You just walk a few. Of course, you don't have to. You can come and see Krishna here in his most beautiful form. But even if you're not in the temple, if you look at the ocean, you can remember Krishna. Krishna says, I am the ocean. Krishna says, I am the ocean. I am the taste of water. And so he came to give us the easiest process. So half of this purport is about the Vedic sacrifice to Vishnu, and the other half is about the Sankirtan Yajna, the Lord Chaitanya. So I start with the Sankirtan Yajna. And I want to repeat something I said in my last class. For those of you who were there, you can remember this, that there is a difference between the Vedic sacrifice and Sankirtan Yajna. As Prabhupada said in the purport, the Vedic sacrifice is for the materialistic people to get gradual cultivation. But the essence is the Sankirtan movement. And there is a verse in the sixth canto said by Yamaraj himself. Yamaraj has said that these great personalities, compilers of religious scriptures, cannot know the secret confidential religious system of the 12 Mahajans. So we are so fortunate, the Sankirtan movement. The Sankirtan is a secret confidential system of the 12 Mahajans. They're busy collecting the ingredients for sacrifice, and they don't understand the transcendental value of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They think the sacrifices are more important. Why are people attracted to these sacrifices? Why are people attracted? Because they want to see something very elaborate, and some grandeur. They want to see gorgeous sacrifices and mantras and things thrown into the fire. They like to see these things. Vedic mantras, just like I mentioned also that our installation of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan,
was they had to hire all these expensive Brahmins to perform sacrifices. But if you watch the videos of Prabhupada doing these sacrifices, he was very, just completely not interested. He was just doing it very mechanically. Okay, but this, they would put something in his hand, and he would put it, put something in his hand, and he would just put it. He was really not into it. And so he said that this, the Namsingirtan was going on at the same time, and this was the real installation. Were any of you at Mayapur in 2004 for that installation? So actually, they were also doing a lot of fire sacrifices, but the real installation was the kirtan. And people and devotees were feeling ecstasy in the kirtan during the installation in Mayapur. So that was the real installation of the deities. In Vrindavan, some of Prabhupada's godbrothers were there, and they were watching our devotees doing the sacrifice. And they complained to Prabhupada. They said, "They're doing it all wrong. They're doing it all wrong." So Prabhupada said, "It's okay. They're just practicing." He didn't take it very seriously. He didn't take it seriously. The main thing was the Harinam. And again, this I was explaining in the last class that there is commentary by Shridhar Swami. He said, just like in Ayurvedic medicine, there are chikatu, three bitter medicines, and doctors give this if you have fever, but they don't know that there's a wonderful medicine called Ritha Sanjeevani, which can bring the dead to life. And this is the Harinam Sankirtan. People think they have to follow the path of karma, jnana, or yoga, but this is like three bitter medicines. And the nectar medicine is Harinam Sankirtan. Problem is, when we first start chanting, it appears a little bitter to us because we're sick from the material disease. But if you chant every day, then it will become one day very sweet. And in one lecture, Prabhupada said that we should taste Krishna. We should taste Krishna, not just hear Krishna, we should taste Krishna. And that means eating prasadam. When you taste prasadam, you're tasting Krishna. And when you chant Hare Krishna, you're tasting Krishna. You will realize Krishna with the tongue. And that's Atashi Krishna Amari Namabe Krayam Indriyaya. You cannot realize Krishna by your material senses. But Sevan Mukhi Jiva, beginning with the tongue, if you do devotional service, Sayam Eva, Svaratila, then Krishna will manifest himself to you. So it's very interesting. Yamaraj, instructing his messenger, said, "You bring to me all those who have no taste of drinking the honey of the Lord's lotus feet. Bring to me those people who don't associate with devotees, who are attached to worldly enjoyment in this world." So Prabhupada was lecturing on this verse. That Yamaraj is calling. If you're not associating with the pure devotees, then I will take you. So Prabhupada was lecturing in India, in Gorakhpur, and he said to the people in his class, "Anyone who is not becoming a life member of ISKCON, bring him to me." Everybody became a life member. Prabhupada's preaching technique. He had his preaching techniques. So, when I was traveling last year in Europe, I heard a story about one new devotee who joined. It was from, I believe, Eastern Europe, and this, or Russia, perhaps, even Russia. So this person, he had a near-death experience. He was taken to Yamaraj. And Yamaraj said, "Oh, you are so sinful. You must be punished." Then he asked Chitragupta, any good thing he did? Chitragupta said, "Oh, yes, he waved to the Harinam party." Harinam said, "Good party." And all the court of Yamaraj went, "So Yamaraj asked, how many times did he wave?" "Four times." "Oh, okay." So Yamaraj said to the person, "So,
you have done a very good thing. If I send you back to your body, what will you do? He said, I'll become a Hare Krishna devotee. Okay, go back. So he became a devotee.
Hare Krishna.
So Harinam is very powerful. In Sweden, this was, in Sweden they get people to wave, you know, they're sitting in their tea stalls and drinking beer, actually, all drinking. Germany and Sweden, they're drinking beer. And they just get them to wave. They get them to wave to them. And so that's really good for them. If you run Harinam, get the people to dance with you, get the people to wave at you. And they will be safe from Yamaraj. Who knows? So this is the power of chanting the holy name. This talks about five kinds of sacrifices. So the, what are these five kinds of sacrifice? That, well, first the deva to the demigods. So if you offer oblations with ghee, you can satisfy the demigods. Deva virishi. By studying the Vedas, you can satisfy the sages. Devarshi Bhuta. Bhuta means to offer, well, patriot. Bhuta means ordinary living beings. So you offer some tribute, something to them. Feed the cows. We get milk from the cows, feed the cows. Pitriyagya, offering water to your forefathers, called Pitriyagya. And what's the fifth one? By properly receiving guests, you perform Nriyagya, or sacrifice to the people. Nri means people. So these are five yagyas, and they liquidate five kinds of indebtedness. We have debts at birth. Right when you're born, you have so many debts to pay to the demigods, to the rishis, to the ordinary people, to the family members, to the pitris. So these are the five debts. But if you just do Harinam Sankirtan, then automatically all your debts are paid. And Prabhupada explains, Harinam, it's not just Harinam, but if you read read the books, if you chant Bhagavad, if you read Krishna book, this is also Sankirtan, Guna Karma Nama. The book is also Sankirtan, Prabhupada said. If you discuss Krishna's activities, that's also counted. So how do we get purified? What is the process? It's described in Bhagavatam. Shimatam Sakata Krishna Punyasha Nakirtana Hiratasa Vatrani Vituro Divisaritsata. When we chant and hear about Krishna, that's called punya. That is pious activities. Not ordinary pious activities, but bhakti pious activities. That in our next life we will be able to take up from where we left off. Why is that? You know we have a spiritual bank account. Maybe some of you have a material bank account and you put your money in there. But we also have a spiritual bank account. Every obeisance we do is being counted and put into our account. Every mouth of prasadam we take is being put into our spiritual bank account. Every step, every dance step we take is being put into our account. Krishna is our accountant. He's taking charge of our account. Yamaraj is for everybody else. For those who are not chanting Hare Krishna, Yamaraj, Chitragupta, they are taking the account. So these things will not go in vain. And one day, if we get enough in our account, Prabhupada said, we will be able to purchase Krishna. So even if you do it unconsciously, it's putting being put into your bank account. You can be saved from the greatest danger. So, I probably told this story a few years ago, I don't know if you remember it or not, but how the holy name can save you if you're in danger, from Indudumna Swami, and he was on the airplane and flying from South Africa, and flying from one city to another. And every time they would come down to land, the plane would shake very violently, and the pilot would abort the landing and go back up. So the first time it happened, Maharaj started shouting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then
The Christians were going, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, the Muslims were going, Allah, Allah. But next to Maharaj, there was one scientist. Huh. And he said, Swamiji, I do not believe in all these things. Science is the most important thing. So again, the plane went down, tried for a landing, was shaking violently. The scientist was getting sick. He was turning green. Plane went back up. And the scientist said, what is that you're saying? Hare Krishna. No, the whole thing. The pilot made an announcement. Okay, we're going to try one more time. And if we fail, we will go back to where we came from, to our origin. So the plane went down. Everybody was chanting. The scientist was chanting. The plane landed safely. So then Maharaj said to the scientist, oh, now do you believe? The scientist said, maybe. Maharaj said, here's my card. If you have any questions, you can call me. So this is the power of Sankirtan Yoga. One devotee asked Prabhupada, no, how do you solve problems? Sometimes I fight with my god brothers. Is that bad? And Prabhupada said, no, not necessarily. But I have problems and the guru isn't there and it's too detailed for the scripture. What shall I do? So Prabhupada says, if you chant Hare Krishna very nicely, all the answers will come from within. So because when we chant, Krishna says in this verse from Bhagavatam, Vidyunoti, I'm cleaning your heart. I clean all the material desires, all the dirty things. Just like we say, Nashta Prish, Abhayeshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevyam Bhagavatam Soke, Bhaktir Bhakti, Nanishtiki. By regular attendance in Bhagavatam class and rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service to the personality of God is established an irrevocable fact. So how do we eliminate the inauspicious things from the heart? The association of the two Bhagavatas, the book Bhagavat and the Hanuri Bhagavat. And because we cannot approach Krishna directly, so we have to go through the Bhagavatas. What does that mean, the Bhagavatas? A person who has dedicated his life to serving Krishna. And it can also mean Tosi Devi, the temple, things in relationship to Krishna. These are also Bhagavatas. So, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. We have to always, Nityam means not only eternally, but it means daily. So every day if we serve, then that means Nityam, that means eternally. Now, it said in Bhagavatam by Sutta Goswami, that almost all the bad things are taken out of our heart. Prabhupada in his lecture elaborates what percentage is 75% of the bad things are taken out from our heart. And what His Holiness Jagatthaka Maharaj tells a story not about one time he heard Prabhupada give a class in Los Angeles. And Prabhupada was saying, you must be completely free from all material desires to go back to Godhead. So the devotees are looking very disturbed, looking down. The Prabhupada said, okay, 80%. No, 90%. First he said 90%. And the devotees were still looking pretty depressed. He said, okay, 80%. He's giving concession. And he went off the Vyasa San, wrapped his chadar and looked back and said, 75%. So he's giving us a concession right here. I'm going back to Godhead. Mm-hmm. That if you can come to Nishtha, Nishtha is 75%. Firm faith. Free from passion and ignorance. Then you can go back to Godhead. So I'll stop here. If there's any questions or comments, you can ask at this point. No questions. Yes, question.
What are the 25% that won't go out?
What's the 25% that is still dirty? That's passion and ignorance, lust and greediness. The next verse in Bhagavatam explains that. And there's a series, one from 1st canto, chapter 2, from verses 16 to 21. There's a series. So after Nashta Presha Bhadishu comes Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kavalokanayasjaya. At that time, means when you have come to Nishta, then passion and ignorance are removed from the heart. Or lust and greed are removed from the heart. Lust and greed. And you come to the mode of goodness. So when you come to the mode of goodness, that's Nishta also. When you come to the mode, you're balanced, the modes are balanced. The modes are in balance. So when we regulate ourselves, that helps to keep the modes in balance, and that helps to bring us to the mode of goodness, and that helps us to practice. Devotees are meant to live in the mode of goodness, to practice in the mode of goodness. And when we can live that way, then we can be elevated beyond the modes to the mode of pure goodness. Passion and ignorance. They may still be there to a slight degree. They are removed, but they are there to a slight degree, but they are under control by goodness. So the 75% removed is passion and ignorance. And the 25% left is goodness. But with a little passion and ignorance, but it's under control of goodness. It's in balance. It's balanced. The 75% is what is removed is passion and ignorance, and goodness is the last remaining material world of goodness. Is remaining there.
So it's like in the Prabhupada story, is that the same then?
Yeah, the Prabhupada, in Jagatak Maharaj's video. But from Bhagavatam we can see also what is removed is passion and ignorance, goodness is remaining. You come to know of goodness. That's what the verse says. After almost everything is gone. So the effects, passion and ignorance may be there, but the effects of passion and ignorance do not affect you. You are not affected by passion and ignorance when you come to goodness. And you're always happy. That's the next symptom. Eva prasanamana, so your mind is always happy. Tadarajastava, kavalavadrishti, cheta etam lapitam sitam sape prasidati. You become goodness, sape prasidati, and you're always happy. You're always joyful. Yes?
Mataji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. How do we reconcile the fact that one of the offenses to the holy name is not to teach the glories of the holy name to faithless person?
Right.
So how do we reconcile the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, wherever you see, wherever you meet,
tell them about Krishna.
So how do we reconcile that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So how do we reconcile? Lord Chaitanya came to give pure devotional service, Maha Mantra, but there's one of the offenses to the holy name is to instruct to the faithless. And that's a very good question. Prabhupada answers it in a purport in Bhagavad Gita, where he says that in chapter 3, Krishna says, this Bhagavad Gita should not be taught to the faithless, to the envious, one who is not a devotee. And Prabhupada said in the purport that, we are holding open class. Why is that? Because the devotee knows the desire of Krishna. So the compassion of Lord Chaitanya, he has gone beyond, he's breaking the rules, actually. He's breaking all the rules by giving it to everyone. Krishna is very strict, so chanting, see, there's a difference between chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and chanting Panchatattva Mahamantra. You know, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasi, Gokul. 10 offenses to chanting the holy name. So yes, we should avoid that offense. But at the same time, when you go on Harinam, it's for everyone. You don't say, okay, it's not for you. Even the book distributors, they They try to give the books to everyone. And so it's described that Lord Chaitanya has come. It was sealed. It's described when Krishna came, he brought love of God in a treasure chest, but it was sealed. Lord Chaitanya came, he broke open the seal, and he ate and distributed the contents freely. He doesn't see who is qualified, who is not qualified. And Prabhupada went a step further. Lord Chaitanya didn't go out of India. Prabhupada went out of India to all the lunches and yamunas. Prabhupada went a step further. So that's why it's good for us to always follow Srila Prabhupada and not go elsewhere. Because Prabhupada has given us special concessions in this age of Kali. Okay, it's 8:30, cutoff time. Jai Bhagavad Krishna Prabhupada.